Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows. Not before a man, but every knee bows, and every tongue confesses that Christ Jesus, He is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, amen. How you doing out there? You doing good? How goes it? You know, we continue to move forward. I know that for a lot of you, you've gone through some frustrations with all the things that are going on, and you see so much evil. But you know what? All of this, it's good, because it's being brought to the surface. It's being brought to the light. It's being exposed. And evil functions well when it's in the darkness. When it's brought into the light, when it's exposed, when it's revealed for what it is, then it loses its power. And when witchcraft is exposed, it loses its power. When agendas are exposed, they lose their power. When the way that things are brought into the light, they lose their power. So as things are being brought into the light, because the light is being brought into this paradigm, as that takes place, you will see more and more, and that what you see and what is exposed, it can be difficult, especially if for people that bought into the illusion. I tell you what, there's a lot of people right now that just wish they could turn this whole thing off. They want to turn this whole thing off and go back to the way things were before, when they lived in what they thought was Disneyland. They don't want to know that there's people that are controllers, that control this whole paradigm, that are evil, that are there working to scalp their souls. You know, it's this piece of the engagement of free will, and they want that engagement of your free will so that they can access your soul. But that's once people have made that decision and they go down their path. Once you've made your choice, that's your choice. So the admonition in the scriptures, choose ye this day whom you will serve. You know what? For 1.5 decades, that has been what has been on the very bottom of the homepage of Faith Mix throughout. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. As time's gone on, we've seen the significance of that. Actually, as time's gone on, we've seen the significance of a number of things that God has had us do, where in the time, you just are following the instructions, but later on, you realize the significance of what it is that He had you to do. You want to follow His instructions, because sometimes you may not understand them in the natural. But as time goes on, you'll realize that, because He is life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So the instructions that He gives you, they're life, they're truth, and it is part of that journey. And it is a way. It's a way that we live. It's a way that we conduct ourselves. It's a way that we engage in our surroundings. It's a way that we walk through this life. And it's a way that we go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. You know, the world goes from misery to misery, from bondage to bondage, from slavery to slavery. That is not the destiny of the child of God. The child of God, we go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. Because once God takes you from the power of Satan unto God, as Paul talked about in the book of Acts, in his own experience, God took him from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Once God does that, then your journey is one of just, it's an incredible journey. And you go from strength to strength while you're in the kingdom. go from revelation to revelation. You go from understanding to understanding. You go from depth of relationship to depth of relationship. You know, when you walk with the living God and you walk in truth, when you look back on your life, then you are an eternal being, by the way, so there's no need for reflective thought. But if you, within this construct and this paradigm, if you do look back, because that's the nature of this paradigm, you can enjoy your life a second time. If you look back, you can enjoy your life a second time. Because you can see the hand of God upon it. And you can see how the decisions and the choices you made, even if you went through tough things, but you see God in there. You've lived a life. You've lived an adventure. You've lived a journey. The worlders don't have that. That's why they have to sedate themselves. That's why they have to go through and continually detach themselves. And that's why, as this light is coming in, my gosh, how many of them are drinking themselves into the ground? Sedating themselves in the ground. Just they can't deal with it. Because as things are being exposed, it's maddening if you're a worlder. Because these are things that should have never come out, according to them. People shouldn't know how this works. People shouldn't know about the people behind the scenes, the people that structure the paradigm and work with demonic forces as human agents and are given resource and power in that system to enslave and destroy others. They themselves are slaves and they want to enslave and destroy others. So when you, as a child of the living God, when you walk out in freedom, because that is your lot, for somebody that receives and walks with Christ Jesus, you could walk out because the debt's paid. The debt is paid in Christ Jesus. There is no more debt to be paid. There's no outstanding there. The blood of God is sufficient to pay for your sins, and not for yours only, but for the entire world. It's sufficient. It needs to be applied. So you engage your free will and you apply that blood of Jesus upon your life, and you walk out with that, in that victory and in that reality, in that spiritual place. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, right? So he's a spiritual position. In him you live and move and have your being. He's a spiritual position, and when you are in Christ Jesus, because he's the vine, you're the branches, when you are infused into him, you now live in that place of freedom all of your days. The Word is in you, and it remains in you, and it bears fruit. It's amazing what happens. And you walk this thing out in freedom. He's the gate. He's the doorway. By him you go in and out, and you find pasture. Your soul is fed. And yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. For what? Why? Why won't you fear any evil? Because thou art with me. God is with you. You are with God. So there's nothing to fear. Oh my gosh, they have tried so hard to get people to be afraid. They've worked so hard for people to be afraid. You know what? I have had zero fear in this whole last months. I've been angry. Oh my gosh, have I gotten angry. Angry, I've gotten frustrated by seeing what's going on and by wishing that people's eyes could be open so that they could see. But there's not been fear. There's not been fear. Because you know what? I just see, because when God is there, there is no fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, man. restores your soul, you guys. He restores your soul. He's with His people. He's taking us through this journey. He's the one guiding us. You know what? Listen. To live is Christ and to die is gain. So don't worry. If you check out of this place at any moment, if some of you pass away from this reality before this podcast ends, and you are in Christ, God bless you. Because that's it. You're done. You're out of here. This thing's done, and you carry on to the next thing. You are blessed to die in Christ. You understand that. And you are still then a steward of your own soul. They don't have you. And that for them is that's the thing that they want to avoid. They don't want you walking out of this thing in freedom. They don't want that. They don't want to lose that crop. Because for them, this place is a farm. Harvesting souls. Stealing souls. Getting people to take that bargain that the world offers you. Trade that which is eternal for that which is temporal. Trade that which is within you for that which is external. It's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. Now they've got all their brochures and pamphlets and shiny little PR operations, but it's a bad deal. No, you know what? You've got the pearl of great price. You found it in the Lord Jesus Christ. And even if it costs you everything, even if you have to sell all to get that, to walk with that, to go with that, so be it. Listen, even if this whole thing, even if this reality, if what you experience going forward is you lose everything in this world, but you gain Christ, you gain eternity, you gain truth, you gain that which is real, okay, awesome. You know why? Because in that reality, in that truth, you've got that which is going to take you into reality, into truth. And everything here, everything that's temporal, it doesn't go with you. It stays behind. So why do you care? So for you to carry on from this place, having had Christ, having had the truth, having known life, and moving forward in that true life, for you to do that is you've overcome. To him who overcomes. And see, they want to, that's why they want to take away, that's why they want to keep you from Jesus. That's why they put everything up there to try to keep you away from God. That's why they want to, Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he said, "It is finished." The veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom by the hand of the living God. And what did they do? They took a needle and thread and stitched it back up. They didn't want people to know that spiritual reality. They still wanted to get somebody between you and God and to tell you, you still need a man. You still need somebody to get for you to reach God. No, you don't. Look, you don't need this podcast. You don't need a man. You don't need anybody. You go directly to your Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got what you need to walk through this reality. You've got the spiritual direction you need, the quickening you need, the instructions of what to do in difficult times like we live in right now. You have it. You already have it. You don't have to be looking around to the left and to the right trying to figure out what to do. All you have to do is hear the voice of the living God. Let him instruct you. As he instructs you, you go forward. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll fear no evil, for he is with you. You're with Him. There's nothing for us to be afraid of. In fact, this is an incredible, incredible time for the people of God to engage. Because you know why? Also too, you've already seen it. In a moment, things can change. And you've seen it change in a lot of different ways. This year is, we're not even halfway through this year in 2020. And look at all that's happened in 2020. So, in the same way that you might be perplexed, well, why can't things happen in line with kingdom purposes, just like that, in an instant? And the other part too is that so often, because we don't see things through God's perspective and God's lens, we might miss what's actually going on. Just continue to pray, Lord, your kingdom come, Lord, your will be done. Continue to make yourself available for the kingdom and walk forward in peace. Jesus talked about peace. He said, look, my peace I give to you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I don't give you like the world gives. When did he say that? While he's being chased and hunted by all these crazies. And yet he's talking about peace. He's talking about peace before he goes to the cross. And after he's risen from the dead, he comes back to them. Peace be with you. He's talking about peace, the Prince of Peace. You have peace when you're with him. Whatever the external circumstance, whatever the external situation, you have peace. You remain in him, you'll have peace. If you go outside of him, there's no peace in this world, obviously. In the world, the best they've got is a cessation of external hostilities. That's what they long for. That's the best they can do. And you know what? It's never resolved. Never resolved. There's no resolution inside the world. They will never, ever, ever be okay. Why? Because within, when you've got no peace inside, you can't ever see peace outside. The kingdom is within. Go within. Jesus Christ is with you. God bless you. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime really, really soon. All right. God bless you. Bye.